Now, you've got your Kilt in a Twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
What a treat we have for you today. Later this hour, Mike Rivkees of the Rum Jacks and also of Mickey Rickshaw will be chatting with Cal Cote. But let's start off with a tribute to one of the great symbols of Ireland. Here's the Toxic Frogs and the Shamrock's Jig.
Thank you.
like going through where I'm no good and I'm all wrong. I'll sing about it in this song. Amarillo Shamrock, the road is getting tighter. A story for today, a story for tomorrow. After building fires and after burning bridges, the groom is on the doorstep. Said simple, you'll never forget it. Thank God for this pen. Brighton, USA is leaning in. This film was shot on memory slides in the Western Hemisphere. Alabama's getting near. Alabama sunrise, Oklahoma prairie, and every town's claim to fame. None of this before I came. I'm back to tribal towns, dressing the get down, and many birds I have seen. Their song means nothing to me. Down in your soul mind, where in the Bible Belt, this is all I really know. It's the best I've ever felt. Thank God for this pen. Brighton, USA is leaning in. This film was shot on memory slides in the Western Hemisphere. Alabama's getting near.
From the Blue Ridge Mountains and Alabama Shamrock. See? Another Shamrock tune. That's how much we love Ireland. Here's Kai Tammy. She is from Victoria, and this is The Jackal.
Thank you.
the Frost Festival. You can find out more about that at the Kilt in a Twist Facebook page. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Yeah, they all blend into one. And I can't go home again because of what I've done. I stood like a rock when I should run. Set up to take the fall by my own two friends. I did the devil's work then, held fast to the end. And I lost my innocence in a war that can't be won. I stood like a rock when I I have no place to hide. My comrades turned their backs on me like a part of me had died. From the very first time I put my hands upon a gun and stood like a rock when I should have run. Skiddly ta 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 dilly day, ta 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 dilly day, ta 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 dilly day, ha dilly da dilly da dilly day. Silence on my heart beats like a broken drum. Faces in the night, yeah, they all blend into one. And I can't go home again because of what I've done. I stood like a rock when I should run. Skiddly ta 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 dilly day, ta 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 dilly day, ta 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 dilly day, ha dilly da dilly da dilly dilly day.
Go! keep afloat.
Mike Rivkees with Mickey Rickshaw and Keep Afloat. More about Mike coming up. Before that, we heard Pat Chazel. He was helped on his new album, I Confess, by Aaron Chapman, Steve Dawson, Nolan Murray, and some other great friends. And that was Like a Rock. Here's the Afro-Celts and Seed.
Thank you.
Barbare en Rhum from Toulouse, France. That is pirate metal Celtic punk with the most pirate metal Celtic punk name for a song I've ever heard. Boire, au cœur, rire. Drink, slay, laugh. Those pirates, what a full life they led. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, right back with Mike Rivkees. I'm Patricia Fraser.
The Rumjacks have a knack for spirited Celt punk rooted in tradition. With the arrival of their fifth album, Hestia, they introduce fans to a new voice and new music reignited to stir the heart and the imagination. Mike Rivkees joins us, not by Zoom, not by Skype, but by telephone. Remember those? How are you, Mike? Congrats on the new album.
Hey, thanks a lot. I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Good. Where have we reached you?
So I'm in Boston.
So the band is originally from Sydney, right? And there's Italian members and American, and it's really an international project, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We're kind of all over the place. But the heart of the band is still Sydney, Australia. cool. Where I spent a good amount of time living, so that was initially how I got on with those guys.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us more about that. The Rum Jacks have a long history before you became part of their future. How did that come about?
So I have a Boston band back home called Mickey Rickshaw, and...
Love those guys.
Oh, you know them too. Oh, great, okay, great.
Sure.
Rickshaw and the Rum Jacks played a few shows together, one at a festival in Germany, one in, I think, Rochester, New York. And we just became really good friends, like genuinely good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the introduction.
Is Mickey Rickshaw still a thing?
Mickey Rickshaw is still a band. What I tell those guys is we will be doing stuff in the Rum Jacks off season.
Okay.
They tour a lot. Which is about as much as we play anyway, so not much is changing.
I hear that. Okay, Hestia was a Greek goddess of hearth and home. What, if any, significance does she play in the creation of this album?
Yeah, so that song in particular, it's kind of a old folktale style song, basically about a character, this girl who lives in the woods and basically has been getting harassed by this wolf for years.
Like Little Red Riding Hood?
So a lot like a Little Red Riding Hood type of folktale.
Right.
But in this one, she shoots the wolf down. And kind of in that, it was just, I don't know, a song about some girl holding her own, fighting back. That was it. And then Hestia being the goddess of the home, the hearth, kind of the protector of the home. The name just seemed fitting.
Was Hestia recorded during pre-pandemic or during? Tell us about that process.
The writing started in about March or April. That was right when everything was really kicking off. This was, I guess, a good time to be locked in a house with a pen and paper,
mm-hmm.
and a guitar. And then we started recording in August. The whole band met up in Milan, Italy. And once we were able to get there, we just got to work for about 2.5 months straight.
Wasn't Italy one of the hardest hit countries with COVID?
Initially, it was. By the summer, it had died down.
Okay.
And it was virtually non-existent in the country by the time we went there. I think we were all expecting a second wave. However, no one knew exactly what was going to happen.
What kind of a recording environment did you have there?
So our manager has a studio called Kronos. Oddly enough, Hestia is the daughter of Kronos, the god Kronos.
Ah, it all ties together. Very cool.
Beautiful studio.
Yeah.
And so it was a very DIY type of album. It was just the band and the manager and our engineer who plays bagpipes and tin whistle in the band. So really, it was just the band making the album.
You've got your Celt in a Twist, and we have Mike Rivkees from the Rum Jacks as our special guest to talk about the forthcoming fifth album, Hestia. Keep listening for another debut spin and watch their new video for Sainted Millions. And pre-order Hestia at the homepage. That's therumjacks.com. Mike, you guys must be chomping at the bit to perform these songs live. Why did you decide to release now, and what can a band do in the meantime?
Yeah, so aside from the obvious that all of our plays spike on St. Patrick's Day weekend, so mm-hmm. it was good to get the album out the week beforehand.
Good.
We figured we didn't want to just sit around and wait for the virus to release the album. We just want to get it out as soon as we felt appropriate, as soon as we had enough time to really market it.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the other bands out there, it is rough. And I think this is no time to just be waiting around. This is time to be active and get everything together behind the scenes. If you've got songs that are finishing up, if you can get in the studio, now's the time to do it.
That's good advice. Mike, where do you find inspiration for your songwriting? You're saying it was a good time to be alone in a room with a bunch of paper and some ideas.
A lot of the inspiration, I'd say, just comes from... I write a lot about history.
Right. Where does that come from?
I think it initially came from both of my grandfathers serving in the Second World War.
Yeah.
So I've always just been fascinated by that. Just if I were born in a different generation, I would have a completely different life, and that I'm really grateful. I mean, although this virus is, you know, bringing the world to a halt, it's much better than a massive war.
Yeah.
I hear you. Hey, Mike, pass along our congratulations to the rest of the band. We hope to see you guys on the West Coast sometime soon. That'd be nice.
Yeah, we're going to get there at some point.
That's good.
This is your chance to play DJ, Mike. Can you pick another track from the new album that we can spin right now and set it up for us a bit?
Absolutely. So my favorite track in the album has to be Rhythm of Her Name. This one is about a friend of mine from way back, and she passed away in 2010. And I went back to the old house that I used to live in back in middle school and saw that her name was still carved into a stone. And I felt like there was something, I don't know, poetic about the fact that that very well may be the last, I don't know, proof of her living existence. And yeah, I don't know, it just a song just came out of that.
In the city of the elms where we smoked in the stalls, and a rogue adolescence, we tore up the halls. She caught my eye across the room with a wink at the tip of the hood. We waited for the moment, then we shot to the woods. She smoked a makeshift pipe and carved a name in a stone in the wall of an abandoned old colonial home. The remnants of her living days, her name's in a wall. They'll be gone with the ashes when they crumble and fall. Gone with the ashes when they crumble and fall. And I can't remember the rhythm they played. And I can't remember the rhythm of her name. And I can't remember the rhythm they played. I can't remember the rhythm of her name. The doors are always knocking like a train come alive. The names I couldn't say, but the faces survived. We drank the beers and sung the cheers and wore our voices out. We polished off the bottle that she stole from the house. And like a group of vagrants round a fire alight, contented, drunk and careless like a teenage night. I still remember the moment where she pulled me away. And now I'm calling out a name in a moment of gray. I'm calling out a name in a moment of gray. Remember the rhythm they played, and I can't remember the rhythm of her name. And I can't remember the rhythm they played. I can't remember the rhythm of her name. You can count the years in ashes. Stone. You'll never stop the time with all the watches you own. The stillness in her casket with the ghost of a smile was frozen for a moment, if not only a while. Frozen for a moment, if not only a while. And I can't remember the rhythm they played. And I can't remember the rhythm of her name. And I can't remember the rhythm they played. I can't remember the rhythm of a name. Rhythm they played, and I can't remember the rhythm of her name. And I can't remember the rhythm they played. I can't remember the rhythm of her name. And I can't remember the rhythm they played. And I can't remember the rhythm of her name. And I can't remember the rhythm they played. I can't remember the rhythm of her name. Is calling out from a carving in a stone. I swear I'll carve it deeper when I make my way home.
Remember, no one's really truly gone until you've said their name for the last time. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
And island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is Hurt by the Mahones. But first, this thought to ponder from Mahatma Gandhi. No one can hurt me without my permission.
And I thought of you. Picked up this piece of wood and wire, trying to find something new. Across the wide Vermilion River, Cassiopeia coming, Cassiopeia coming, Cassiopeia coming.
Her new album is called Still Time, and that was Cassiopeia coming through. Thanks so much for joining us today on Kilt in a Twist, and thanks to our guest, Mike Rivkees of the Rumjacks. Kilt in a Twist is produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Cote. Today we started with a couple of songs about shamrocks, and we're going to end with one too. Here's Lunasa and Patty's Green Shamrock Shore. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Hi, this is Kevin Crawford from Lunasat. You're listening to Canada's original Celtic radio hour, Celt in a Twist, with Patricia Fraser.
From Derry Key, we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were boarded by a pleasant crew bound for America. Fresh water there we did take on, 5,000 gallons or more. In case we ran short going to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. And if fortune it ever should favor me, for I to have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. When we sailed for 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined upon our bunks, with no one to pity poor me. No father dear, nor mother kind, to hold up my head when it was sore. And it made me think more on the lassie I met on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. Side in 23 days, we were taken as passengers by the hand and led round 6 different ways. Well, we each of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more, and I drank a health to old Ireland and Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. And if fortune it ever should favour me, are I to have money in store, I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. I'll come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore.
Calco Pyrite Communications.